Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Can I ask you
that? Before we get into the business of the newspapers, how are you as an individual?
I'm grand, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, could do with a lot of win, but you know.
Ah, sure, everyone could do that.
Exactly.
I can feel it coming though, can you? Any day now?
Ah, I'm very sceptical.
Well, I've noticed that.
Well, I meant about the lotto, but yeah.
Oh, right.
Trust nobody.
Saving Private Flying is the headline. Well, that's in the Star. The other one is Saving Private Ryanair, which is pretty funny. Not a very funny topic. The army has been called in to save Dublin Airport from a chaotic summer.
Yeah, but wasn't it just in case?
Yes, they're going to be trained to help stop chronic queuing. So they're going to help with the queuing.
Well, the headline yesterday was Army on standby to help with security at Dublin Airport in event of COVID surge.
Right.
So which is it, lads?
Yeah, well, there is a bit of a...
Although, I'll still take that. That would mean that you can still go on holidays, even if there is a COVID surge.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's apparently legislation being put back in now to reintroduce mask wearing in certain situations. But, like, there's certainly no talk of anything further than that.
All emergency regulations regarding mask wearing expired in February when the last remaining public health restrictions were lifted, fella.
Yes.
If someone asked me now, and we're probably all the same because the last few years is a blur. If someone said to you, when were restrictions lifted fully in Ireland, I wouldn't know what month that was.
I think was it May?
I just told
21.
You.
I'm just guessing. No?
No, I just gave you the answer a few minutes ago.
Give us it again.
You've just literally proven my point. February this year.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Was the last.
February, was it?
Well, I wouldn't have a clue.
No. I suppose you do it in different stages. Like, can you go to a pub? Yeah, but you have to sit down. Anyway, look, I don't even like thinking about that.
I know, that's what I mean.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard a podcast and they were talking about 1922, right?
Right.
And in 1922...
What happened then?
Everything that's happening now.
Wars.
There was the formation of the Soviet Union. There was a big war in Russia and that finished in Ukraine. There was the end of a pandemic.
Lunatic dictators.
There was new technology coming in.
What was the technology?
Well, there's like...
Pencil.
Cars. I'm directly quoting. This is David McWilliams. So Ford sold more cars in 1922 than it sold in any other year.
Previously.
Radio was kicking off. Just like, you know, we have lots of technology that's kicking off here.
Do you reckon there was a Jim, Jim and Nobby in 1922?
I think on the BBC, yeah.
Ah, that's one very serious, Jim.
The BBC, they used to wear tuxedos. We should start doing that here.
I wouldn't be very comfortable sitting here doing this show in a tuxedo.
Anyway, there's a lot of similarities.
Yes.
Between all the kind of mad stuff that's going on in the world and what happened exactly 100 years ago. It's weird when you look at it.
And people keep re-releasing old movies. So there's another reason why.
Posh Nosh was a load of old tosh. A top chef almost boiled over when he was a wedding guest of Victoria Beckham. When wedding guest of Victoria Beckham insisted on changes for the celeb dinner he was preparing. His name is Danny Garcia. He's Spanish. And he was called in when football star Sergio Ramos married TV presenter Pilar Rubio. And Posh Spice was invited with her husband David. And Danny, whose restaurant has 3 Michelin stars, was told a Spanish chat show It was very strange. Victoria Beckham changed the whole menu. It was very sad because you make such an effort, not just to me and my team, but the bride and the groom and everyone else, to create a unique menu. Hers was totally different and just based around veg. So she arrived and said, I just want vegetables.
Who do you think she is?
Victoria Beckham. That's what she does.
It's a wedding. It's beef or salmon.
I know, but if you're a vegetarian, you have to have a vegetarian option, no? Certainly in these days, you're probably even a vegan option now.
She's one of those guests. You know, it'd be better if you just said, I'm busy, I'm not going. Ignore the RSVP.
Well, look, all she asked for was some vegetables, but you see...
But come on.
Have you ever tried to eat food in Spain? Like, not in the main areas. Like, if you go down the rural areas of Spain, they put ham in everything. And if you've got a veggie missus, she's there crying into her chips.
Well, she eats chips.
She might, but there's probably ham in the oil.
What if the oil's touched off the ham, yeah?
Everything. Everything with the chorizo and the ham.
Just say no. Just say we're not going to that,
it's
David.
It's very nice. Don't get me wrong.
They won't have nice food for me.
Hats off, Spain.
Imagine her with a big sour face on her down the back. I bet you they put her beside someone she hates as well on the table settings. That's a good way of getting people back.
And then there were some odd things that I've never seen in my life. She had coconut water all the time. Coconut water is very nutritious. Sergio wed Pilar in his home city of Seville in 2019, and Danny added there was a bowl of mints, and on the other side, hydroalcoholic gel, which is well known now, but back then it wasn't because there was no COVID, so she was on the old hand gels way before anyone.
Don't know about you, everyone. This sounds like a zero crack wedding.
It was complicated giving Victoria her menu. So yeah, she had some demands.
I'd say David was just sitting there and going, oh God.
He seems very easy going, doesn't
he? Why do you do this all the time? Oh, he'd be just like, oh, just a steak.
But maybe she has eating problems. Like, you know, maybe certain foods make her feel sick.
Yeah, so don't go to the wedding.
You can't just not go to things.
You can. It's in Spain, you know.
This is a chef saying she asked for something else. Like, that doesn't mean she's...
He's a 3-star mission. Do you know how much effort and work it takes to get 3 stars?
Yeah, but if I ask him to do me cheese on toast because I don't fancy the ham.
Yeah. He's a good enough reason to ask you to leave. She wants boiled beetroot with a bit of spit on the side.
Who's the fella? Isn't there chefs that have asked patrons to leave because they've said, can I have some ketchup with that?
Yeah.
Who was that? That was, what's his name?
Here?
Yeah.
Dylan McGrath.
Dylan McGrath. I think he asked somebody to leave because they said, I want some ketchup. And whatever he'd spent, he was slaving over something that was like...
Yeah.
High end.
3 stars. Takes you years to get.
You can
three of them.
You can actually leave.
And that Sarah face rocks in.
I know, you're not being very nice.
She is.
It. Well, you know, she has
I want eating vegetables.
Demands. Yeah. She's that 3-star thing. You'd imagine if she said, can I just have some veg and if some coconut water?
If she knew the bride that well, she could have texted her in advance. Don't be rocking up to the wedding looking for vegetables.
Well, that's true.
On the day.
That is true.
Bridezillas, am I right?
Yeah, no, that is true. She should have...
like coming over here demanding your beetroot.
Do you not put that on the RSVP? You put in your sort of dietary requirements. I'm allergic to nuts. I need coconut water because it's got a lot more electrolytes.
Clearly you know the couple, so you could send them an email. They probably had a surge... What's your man's name?
The chef?
No, the couple who got married.
Sergio Ramos.
They probably had Sergio and...
Pilar@gmail.com.
Couples do that, and then you can email all the information you want. Dietary requirements. Dear Sergio and Pilar, it's Victoria here. Just FYI, I don't want any meat on the day. Would you mind having a bowl of vegetables or soup?
Earlier this year, Victoria told a podcast, since I met her, that she only eats grilled fish and steamed vegetables. That's all she eats.
Eat the pizza.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. James Corden and his co-writer Ruth Jones will know when it's right to bring back Gavin and Stacey, and they will figure it out together ever happens.
That's good news. Well, he'll have more time in his hands from next year.
So the comeback special won an award and everything, so everyone loved that Christmas special, so it could be in the pipeline at some point. For Gavin and Stacey fans.
That'd be deadly.
It was good. I hope they just don't ruin it.
I don't think they will. I think, with those people around, I think it'd be all right. Did Rob Brydon ever get involved in that Uncle Bryn, or did he just acted? He didn't write anything, did he?
No, he's just brilliant. I think they wrote it in his style because he's just brilliant.
So even if it was a special, just give us something.
Yeah,
you know,
Uncle Bryn is one of my favourites.
Something to tie us over. We'll never find out what happened on that boat, I'd say. But apart from that,
but they did tell you what happened.
Ah, isn't that cut to the end?
No, no, they told you. So there was, they were freezing.
Yeah.
And they had to cuddle up together.
That's it?
To stay warm, to stay alive. Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's all it was.
I don't remember that bit, Jim.
Pretty sure that was in the special.
Sure that wasn't an extra ending in your own head.
No, they did. They revealed it. Some Gavin Stacey fan will tell me. Did I dream that up or is that right? And Bryn felt kind of weird about it.
Olivia Rodrigo and her Irish dates start tonight in Cork. Cork by. And then two shows in London. And it's quite expensive. If you're going to see her, I don't know what tickets were here. They weren't unusually expensive. Some tickets are selling for more than €530.
€530?
Her Glasgow gig is 170. Manchester is £250. They were originally 40. So
530.
I just love a story where Ireland's cheaper.
Well, she's good and all, but
for
like,
once.
Wow. I wouldn't go and see anyone for that.
Ah, you would.
I wouldn't.
You'd go see Stevie for that.
I wouldn't.
Would you not?
No, for 530, no way.
What about if the little...
If you brought Prince back from the dead?
You'd pay that
I'd
then,
still think
you?
About it, no, for 530.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, yeah.
I'd still think about it.
530, bring your Prince. Well,
hey, Prince, I know you're all back and all, but I'm not paying to go see it.
I suppose I would for that. But that's about it. Sorry, Olivia.
Well, they reckon Glastonbury's also helped bump up the prices.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, I've heard an awful lot of people talking about her since Glastonbury, who probably weren't that familiar with her beforehand. She's the real deal.
The other news this morning is Airbnb plans to ban parties in gaffs listed on its platform permanently. The hosting site has seen a sharp drop in reports of unauthorised gatherings.
I saw this the other day. There's a Airbnb owner, and they realised that somebody who lived only around the block from them was trying to book their gaff, because you have to put your address in.
Yeah.
And he rang them and said, "What's the story?" And they came up with, friends of mine are a place that we can't, for college, isn't, we can't move into it yet. We just need one a week just to move. They were going to get in there and trash it for a week. They were all going splits.
More than 6,500 guests and some hosts were suspended last year for trying to host parties.
Yeah. So this is the thing.
Airbnb have said, "This is an issue where I don't know if there's a finish line. It also is going to remove its 16-person occupancy limit, allowing bigger homes to be listed." How big a gaff? Like, is there going to be castles on Airbnb?
I've seen some of the places you can rent.
I've never used it.
Well, neither have I. But
I've looked at them, all right.
I've seen some of the places. So one of our colleagues rented an amazing place in Paris, and it was an apartment, but it was right in the heart of everything. And this just lived like a Parisian person for
lovely
2 weeks. And, oh man, it looked amazing. Now, it wasn't cheap, I don't think, but it looked class.
Well, you can go, just no parties. What about Scooter, lads? Will you go to that? Oh, yeah, once in a 250 lids.
No, I wouldn't go to Scooter. If you paid me.
I'll drag him there.
So, Nobby, this time of year now, a lot of little people are getting off school, and before their summer camp starts, a lot of parents trying to work out what to do with their kids and, you know, how to entertain them. What about a bit of a bit of camping?
Yeah.
Or you can go better than that. What about a bit glamping?
Glamping's good, yeah.
Well, Kim Kardashian's gone even bigger than that, because she has sent North and her friends in a $150 million private jet camping.
On their own?
No, they're supervised. There's some adults have gone as well. It's a spooky themed getaway.
Spooky, okay. It's a strange time for spooks, no? Summertime.
They've gone to Wyoming, to the wilderness there. And they're staying in luxury accommodation in the private jet. Each seat on the private jet is individually decorated. There's black balloons and cobwebs all over. Above the private jet, there's balloons spelling out North's wilderness something trip.
Exchange trip.
So they're all hopping on this plane and they're heading off to basically squirrel scramble. Squirrel scramble? Yeah, that's what we'd have here in Ireland. They can do zip lines and stuff through the woods.
Oh, cool.
They're doing a bit of that. Among the VIPs will be Courtney, Auntie Courtney, and her daughter Penelope. Jessica Simpson will be there with her 10-year-old daughter Maxwell.
Maxwell, right, okay.
Kim's ex-husband Kanye was not invited.
Even if he was, I'd probably make the excuse as well.
Many commented on Kim's post saying Camp North Magic. So this is a spooky theme. It seems to be they're staying in like a luxury accommodation. I don't think it'd be in the budget for most people. listening.
No, but equally, Kim Kardashian is also looking for camps and stuff to occupy her kids during the next 2 months, just like everyone else.
Star kids or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they literally are star kids.
Just with a bit more budget.
So, yeah, but like going camping in a private jet kind of defeats the purpose.
They want to be
in a bumpy old truck.
They're sleeping in a private jet. So they land.
They're flying there in a private jet.
So they're there by now.
There's hotel accommodation and everything. So
that's not camping.
Well, there's glamping. There's glamping stuff.
Is there a wigwam or a teepee or a...
I'm sure there
is.
I'm sure they're having all that stuff.
Kanye wasn't invited. He's delighted.
So that's how the other half are doing their summertime.
Yeah. Football or swimming lessons for intensive training for 2 weeks. It's not quite that, is it?
So.
Kardashians.
There was blood-splattered deer tents.
What's that now? Oh, that's for scariness? It's only fake blood.
Tents were inside. And they were on beds.
It's camping.
I don't think it's proper camping.
It's proper camping for sheltered live people.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to them. Hope they have a great time. Hope the sun shines.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
Well, no, I haven't seen it. I know you haven't seen it, right? But 50 Shades of Grey, a few years ago, big thing. Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, they make a movie together.
Three, in fact.
Yeah, there was a few, wasn't there? So, E.L. James apparently had massive influence, and Dakota for some reason has chosen now to talk about it. She's very careful to say myself and Jamie were always looked after on the film. Says E.L. James is a lovely lady. She was always very kind to me.
I always thought E.L. James was a fella.
You're joking me.
I always thought it was a fella. I don't know why. I just thought fellas write dirty books.
No, it's a lady with brown hair, glasses.
You're joking.
Wow.
I thought it was 10 years old. Go on anyway.
Anyway, so she said that she had way too much creative control. She said she tried to put parts that were in the books into the film. It just didn't work.
Right.
So then the night time, Dakota would have to try and rewrite the script and throw in a line here or there of her own. So they'd shoot scenes E.L. James's way, and then when she was gone off for lunch or whatever, they'd do another version without her.
That was the one they used?
Well, she said, look, it works out in the end. You know, the film gets made and it all works out fine. But she said it was very, very difficult. And if I'd known beforehand how difficult it was going to be, I don't think any of us would have been in it. And then at the end she says, but she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've all worked with that. Kind of. Last week, Olivia Rodrigo was doing Glastonbury and Dublin. But this week, she's back in Disney mode because she's appearing in High School Musical, the musical, the series. That's the name of it.
Do you need to call it the musical? We all know it's a musical. It's in the name.
No, so it's High School... The preview
for a bit of a chat, and she said she knows what she wants. What about him?
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So then you've got the heads up. If nothing else comes from it, I think we've got to, you know, we have great conversation.
Yeah, you are my type, and I do want it. I would like to get to know you. But...
yeah.
Obviously, me and Tasha at the moment, obviously in a good place.
Of course, no.
Danica's dropping game on Andrew, so I can't even go speak to Andrew.
Yeah, but I just wish she'd just be honest with me and just tell me.
Did she not tell you first?
No.
You're like what I've had before, serious-wise, but since I've been single, I've gone for and then I wonder why I'm not happy.
So who's next on the list, then?
Well, to be honest with you, that was kind of my cheeky little call to have a chat with you, to be honest, but...
okay.
Oh, he doesn't sound impressed.
Don't think he got the message there.
No.
She was saying that she wants to have a more vibe with him. He didn't. Right. That went over his head there. Danny and the Coronas played a packed out Whelan's last night ahead of their Trinity series gig this Friday, and Danny revealed they've a new song out today. Here's what he said:
called "Don't Say You're in Love," and it's the first song on the new album, which is coming out in September, and we're going to play it tonight for the first time.
Brilliant.
So we've been working on it all week, and no, I'm excited about it. I'm really happy with the new album. We finished it in January, as I say. It's coming out actually. I think it's coming out the first week of October.
Whoa! Now they also slipped out, and thank you to everybody who came. By the way, I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. It feels like they did. A lot of messages.
Well, they won tickets on Emma Show, yeah.
Yes, they did. But they're also probably going to play EP. So if you were thinking about trying to get some sold out tickets...
Now that our Dublin show is sold out, I can say that we're actually playing Electric Picnic as well. Because they asked us not to say it until our own show was sold. But So we can't wait for that. That'll be just, as I say, a couple of weeks before, well, 3 or 4 weeks before our album comes out. So we'll be buzzing for that as well. And the lineup's already amazing, so we can't wait for that.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Well, it's good to see the band back, live music.
That's a little cherry on top if you have got EP tickets.
Yes, that's very true.
Enjoy.
You have a lot of hair.
Thank you.
Right. I'm not envious around them. Do you double shampoo, Jim?
Double shampoo, no. I would shampoo and...
And go.
Well, no, sometimes I'd use a conditioner.
Well, that's technically double shampooing then, isn't it?
No, double shampoo is like shampooing twice, no?
Well, yeah, but you have to use more water. So, Italian barbers...
My missus has this nice one. I
you don't rob not, her. Yeah, the Aussie Rules stuff or whatever it's called.
It's called Mugu.
Mugu?
Yeah, it's some kind of milky one. It's
what, what do you condition for?
Because otherwise I end up looking a bit too...
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy, yeah.
Is that what conditioner does?
It calms it down, yeah.
Takes away the fuzz.
Yeah.
Italian hair.
It puts the nutrients back in. Basically,
Don't believe what it says in the back of the bottle.
Shampoo rips everything good out of your hair and then conditioner's trying to put it back in. You shouldn't really use anything. Carry on.
Okay. Well, in Italy, the water is so scarce this summer. Try telling the Irish reservoirs. The hairdressers and barbers have been banned from double washing, double shampooing hair to save water in the face of the worst drought in decades. If you are a barber and you are caught double shampooing a client, they're going to fine you 500 lids.
Double dipping in most areas is wrong.
It's not double dipping. That's when you have a chicken
But like, if you're double dipping their hair, but it's the same.
Don't hairdressers always double shampoo?
I don't know. I don't go to hairdressers. I go to barbers.
Yeah,
it's all.
Well, if your ladies help us out here, if is
double shampooing.
I mean, I have very faint memories as a kid leaning back into that basin with the groove in the centre. It's always nice when
it's very sore, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It always wrecked the back of your head.
It is,
I remember as a kid.
But then it's pain mixed with pleasure because the little shower thing was always powerful, and you'd have someone digging their nails into your hair and giving it a good scrub, you know.
Yeah, no. But most shampoos say use twice, but they're only trying to get you to use more shampoo, so you end up buying another bottle.
That's probably true, in fairness, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So Italy are onto something. There's 10 hairdressers with hundreds of clients a day. There's thousands of litres that we can save every day. This is the mayor of, he's a place near Bologna. It's not quite Bologna, it's called Castanasso.
Castanasso.
Temperatures have nudged into 40 degrees in recent weeks.
You go into a hairdresser just to get your head cooled down, wouldn't you?
You can't have a paddling pool. There's a hose pipe ban. Shower rather than take a bath. And anyone caught breaking rules, not just barbers.
Oof.
So no double shampooing, always twice.
Yeah, I can understand that. If you've got lovely hair, if you really care about your hair, yeah. Then, yeah, that's how you get it lovely, is by shampooing it twice and
for doing men who dare to care.
Using all the bits and bobs. Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's not a thing that I'm going to have to worry about, unfortunately, but I was just curious, is double shampooing a thing? It's been a long time since I've been in a hairdresser, as you'd imagine.
When was the last time? Is there a photograph of you with... When did you last have the full head?
Oh, I don't know. Mid-twenties?
Mid-noughties?
No, actually, hang on. Well, I checked my old passport today.
Yeah.
2010.
And so how far did it go?
I was using some magic potions that worked.
Okay.
But then I gave up the magic potions it stops.
Yeah, and there's much more magic potions now.
There are much more magic potions, yeah. Some non-surgical, some are. So you're saying I could be back double shampooing someday? Yes, lads, hairdressers always double shampoo.
Double shampoo, yeah. Well, you know, that's the industry standard.
Is it?
I don't know. Like, if you're on a water shortage, they probably be told to cut it out.
Yes, lads, hairdressers always double shampoo.
Yeah.
I think it's just to kind of feel like you got your money's worth as well. It's like when they ask you, do you want tea or coffee? They don't really want to make you tea or coffee, but they're charging you so they feel they have to.
And I wonder if they lean on the head of people that are annoying, just so that the back of their neck gets sore.
Does that happen to you? Have they ever leaned on your back?
No, not leaned on my back. No, but like that thing, I remember as a kid getting my hair washed.
It was quite sore. It was a little
black thing
covering it as well.
Yeah.
Which was like a hard plastic ridge.
And if you didn't push your neck into it, you'd get all the water down the back of your shirt.
So you'd be shoving it back in.
Yeah.
No, I think you tuned into the wrong show there, Mick. You were talking about shampooing, yep.
Yep.
can't do it, Nitty, at the moment.
Stormy alarm clock at 7:04. Update, Nobby.
Yeah.
This is from a member of Peter Mark's team.
Okay.
So, you double shampoo in the salon, once for the clean, twice for the shine. But it's really because the first shampoo removes the dirt, the second one cleans it. And that is from a Peter Marks team.
I get all that, right? And yeah, fine. But how does the shampoo know it's doing your hair for the second time?
Well, no, your first time it's clean, and the second time, I don't understand.
And are they saying that it's not a great, you know, cleanser, so you have to do it twice? You don't have to do the dishwasher tablet twice, do you?
Gemma says, double shampooing is so bad for your hair, it washes out all the good oils. That's what I'm saying.
That's why you're going to the conditioner mode next, is it? Have you got the one that smells like bubblegum?
It smells lovely, yeah.
What is that one? It's absolutely gorgeous, whatever that one smells like. Look, I'm always curious about these weird things.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Things you should know me by now. And also, Fia is about to graduate. Have a listen to this, the excitement.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. This is my last day of play school. I'm going to big school at September. Bye.
Bye, Fia. Brilliant. That's fantastic.
Enjoy the holidays.
Yeah.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Ian, how did you injure your ankle?
Playing. Yeah, sorry, go back.
Sorry, Ian, didn't hear that now. Just all I heard was...
Go again there, Ian.
Yeah, hear me now, yeah.
No.
Obviously you do.
Well, yeah, but like it's
coming and going.
Broken English, Ian, you know, broken English.
Yeah, the reception where I'm working is really bad.
What do you do?
Audio visual installer.
An audio visual installer. Don't know about the audio part. Hope they can see it.
Yeah, have to pick up on that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, do you want to give it? I mean, do you want to give it a go? It's just if you don't hear us properly, you mightn't give yourself a fair chance of the money. You know.
And I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Whether you hear me is a different story.
Yeah, well, we kind of do need to hear you. That's the only thing. We give it a whirl.
It's a little bit better now. It is better now.
Stay still.
Yeah.
Don't move. I'll freeze. Won't. Right.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What date is Valentine's Day?
14th of February.
In what movies and TV shows would you see the Starship Enterprise?
Star Wars.
What animal is seen in a Porsche logo?
Porsche. Oh, God. A horse.
What is Jensen Button best known for?
Artist.
True or false? Your ears never stop growing.
False.
What tennis superstar was knocked out of Wimbledon last night by Harmony Tan?
Djokovic.
What would you go and see a chiropodist for?
I don't know that one. Can I come back to it?
What is the name of the American football team from Miami?
I don't know that one either.
True or false, River Rock is owned by Coca-Cola?
True.
And in what continent is Uruguay?
Uruguay is South America.
It is South America.
Whoa.
South America's correct answer, true. Coca-Cola is owned by River Rock. The Miami
Dolphins. You go and see a chiropodist for your feet. Help you with your feet. Harmony Tan, unbelievable tennis game yesterday. I missed it, but everyone's raving about it. And she knocked out Serena Williams in the first round.
Question 5 really makes sense, because if you see an outfit with really big ears, he clearly wasn't born with those.
Yeah, so the BFG. I always think of BFG when I think of big ears and big noses. So your nose and your ears never stop growing.
Your nose?
Yeah.
Wow.
Your cartilage keeps moving.
Anywhere else in your body?
No, it's just those two. No, oh. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Jenson Button is known as a racing driver.
It is a horse on a Porsche. It's a horse.
Star Trek is the answer for the Starship Enterprise. It's the other one. And you're right about Valentine's Day. Ian, sometimes, you know, you sense signals, signs. Like if your phone line is really bad.
It's
like, yeah.
That was on.
I'll come back another day, lads.
Yeah, brilliant.
But you should have, because you got 4.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Especially under pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Glasses always half full, Ian, what?
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. Good. Take it easy, lads. Bye-bye.
Everyone on 4's Instagram returns to stay in the jam.
That's like a man, X Factor, going, you're a great singer. Don't worry about Simon Cowell. That was pretty good. Wasn't it, Matt 4? Yeah.
It's all right.
Brilliant. You did your best. You're fantastic.
It's a pass.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
Only Murders in the Building is out now on Disney Plus. This is series 2, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's currently been given the title as the number one TV show of all time with a rating of 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, everything's 100% when it's brand new. But we asked Steve Martin if he ever considered doing the show in Ireland. And he mixed up Ireland with the UK. Now, I think...
You know,
is he messing? Let's just find out.
I say he's messing.
You know, we actually considered doing a season abroad in the UK. Is Ireland part of the UK?
No.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's proximity. And but it didn't manifest itself, because we had to start shooting right. Anyway, with that, I would love that. If we go to an Irish town. Wouldn't that be great, Marty?
It would be great until you mentioned, hey, aren't you part of the UK? And you'd be thrown out of the bar.
Yeah, oh, they did shows here, so he's obviously messing. Selena Gomez stars alongside Martin Short and Steve Martin in this, and she says she's picked up some of their quick wit.
1000%. I will use their material sometime. It doesn't execute as well, but I try. They've also given me kind of a bite, you know, so I do have a little bit of a quick wit. Quicker. Not as quick as them, but I'm learning. I feel like a sponge and I'm just wanting to learn.
You've gotten meaner and meaner, which is the good sign.
She cannot catch up with Marty.
They're having a crack, so.
And just as they were about to finish up chatting, they were chatting to Crossy, Martin said that he was Irish.
You know I'm Irish, so.
Wow. Perfect. Guys, my time is up. It's such a lovely piece of TV. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you so much.
Nice talking with you all the way from Dublin.
Mm-hmm. And go to Cross McGlennon, go to the bar, and I'll pay for a drink.
How far is Cross McGlennon from Dublin?
An hour and a half. Sure.
Cross will be there 10 minutes later. That's cool, isn't it?
It is cool. And it's a testament to Cross's character, the 10 minutes interview with Rassilon for a pint.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart has been mistaken for the world's... Is he still in the North?
I don't know. But he's very, very busy. He's in everything.
The world's deadliest assassin. In this scene, he's to question someone with fists while the bad guys stand behind him thinking he's some sort of hard man. but you'll hear he just wants to go home and isn't hurt at all. It's The Man from Toronto, now on Netflix.
Now, what you need to know is that I don't know what is going on. I don't know what they want. They called me The Man from Toronto. I don't even know where that is. Give me one. Is it money?
No.
Is it money?
He starts with the eyes.
You said what? I start.
You start with the eyes. Hmm.
You gonna listen. I love eyes. I would hate for your eyes to be next on my activity list. I don't like none of this. I don't like nasty stuff. I don't like blood.
You Kevin Hart, then you went to Belfast. That's the dish that are for now.
So this is a dilemma for some people. So Irish people, I think, when we go away, we're a bit too nice, right?
Are we?
I think we are a little bit too nice. And when you go away, if you're in a sun holiday and you're in a big resort, and there's a lot of people from various nationalities will go down early and put their towels and their bottles on the good seats.
Towels and their bottles.
And you'll end up with the bad seats. So this is what Holly, she's English and she's on holidays. Holly on her holidays.
Holly on her holly bobs.
And she makes a good argument for why should she sit back and let everyone else do it? Why not? She thinks it's a sin.
So is she in favour of going down early or not?
Normally she wouldn't. So she spent half her holiday just sitting back and having terrible seats, uncomfortable seats. She heads down and this is her on her TikTok describing her guilty feelings.
Ain't got no rhythm.
She talks herself into it as she goes.
Guys, I'm actually currently committing a holiday sin, okay? But I had to because everyone else was. And, you know, they always say, if you can't beat them, join them. I am currently walking down in the morning with towels. This is really bad, I don't know if I can say it. I'm going to reserve a sunbed. But, you know, all holidays, this is my second to last day, all of them haven't done that, right? I've stuck to my guns. I said, no, that's annoying. But do you know what? Who's losing out here? Only me.
Yep.
Everyone is reserving it like there's no tomorrow.
Yep.
Apart from Muggins over here.
Yep.
It's ending up, you know, on the outskirts, on the uncomfortable chair.
Trying to be nice.
And I thought, no, not today.
What's the
point? So I'm reserving them. And I don't feel bad. I feel like I'm going to get hate. You need to understand, this is last reserve, the resort. See, I'm getting so flustered I can't speak. Oh my God, the bed that I've wanted all holidays free. Hello. Look at me on here. I'm going to be straight up chilling.
This bed just suits me, doesn't it? It had to be done.
You want to see, the bed she ends up on is like a double bed. It's like a double bed mattress. It's gorgeous with a kind of headrest on it and it has its own umbrella, the whole lot.
If you got home on holidays when it was getting bright though, if you got an umbrella over you, you could just go sleep on that sunbed.
Yeah.
And then you're not doing anything. But I know what you mean though. It does feel like a little walk of shame.
So like
we're strangely reserved in some ways, us Irish people. We really are.
Well, you don't want to be lousy. I think we're that's what we're mean. I mean, by too nice, we wouldn't do something that seems unfair. But like, if everyone else is doing it, and why shouldn't you get a nice bed someday?
Yeah. That's like, true, but there will always be some fella from England with a gold chain on, just his shorts on, and some sort of flag around him.
Well,
and he'll make you look like a saint.
Certain nationalities are famous for it. Like Germans are, they're famous for it. They'll get up at the crack of dawn, they'll send somebody down, put all the towels out and all the best seats, and then head back, have their breakfast, and when they walk down, they've done their, marked
breakfast of meat and cheese.
Marked their territory like a wolf. And, maybe you just have to join in.
I've been in enough places though over the last years where they say like you can't reserve some beds. So I think.
But how do you stop them?
Big sign.
Ooh.
The swimming pool dude will kick you out.
There's no swimming pool dude it's down like the, there at 5 a.m.
Like, it's like the fella that comes around on the beach with a little bum bag. You think he hasn't spotted you.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm going to get away with this little sunbed on the beach. And then next minute you feel the shadow over you. €5, please.
Well,
Your cough.
Sometimes you can be too. I told you before about the time I was. I decided I was on holidays and we were going to go in a helicopter, right?
Oh, look at you!
Yeah. So it was a flight over New York, right? So I'd highly recommend. It's about $150.
Okay.
But you go up there for about half an hour and you see everything.
I don't trust helicopters, Jim.
I know you
They're
don't.
They're not meant to fly.
It is good fun. So they bring you into a training area and...
But you have to fly it yourself.
No, they tell you what the do's and don'ts of getting on an aircraft, you know? And they say, look, you have to put this on and do whatever it is, right? And they say, look, you put your headphones on, you'll be able to talk to me through this way.
Cool.
And there was me and Sharon, and there was another couple.
Right.
And he said, right, so the thing is, there's only one seat up the front, the rest is in the back. Who wants to sit in the front? And like two lemons, we delayed because we thought we don't want to be the real annoying person and jump it and go, that'll be me.
Yeah.
And of course, then the other couple did. And then we thought, do you know what? We're lemons. We should have said, why do we delay? Why do we wait? We should
have
said,
happens a lot in your life, Jim. Harry Hill asks you for a pint. You say,
well, I'm going to fix that because he's coming back. He's coming back. So, no, we learned our lesson with that. We've been much better since then. So, yeah, you know, speak up. Grab your seat.
Seize the day.
Sit in the front. You know what I mean? Do it.
Aisling has just sent us a video from her own balcony in Tenerife.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
There at the moment. There was a full on boxing match.
Look, there's people running down.
That water sliding wherever she's staying down Tenerife's class.
But she's showing the people running down to mark the seats.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That water slide is like that Lotto ad where they stick a water slide in the middle of a block of flats. It could be you. But there was digs over towels and sunbeds. Like, seriously.
So they must open the doors at a certain time of the morning or something because they're all running at the same time to put the towels on.
Does it make you want to go to Kerry and Holidays in the rain instead? No one has a row in Killarney National Park. Fact. Anyway, whatever you're doing this summer, hopefully you're getting to go away somewhere. Enjoy. I have little advice here. If you have shared your Netflix login password with anybody, just in general, like this happened to me yesterday. This regularly happens to me. So some cars now, they'll have like a Spotify widget built in. You know, so when you're not listening to the radio, and you know, I just don't know why you do that, but you can, you know, the app's always connected in your car. Right. But if someone else is driving the car, they're still logged into your Spotify. So yesterday, I'm trying to have a listen.
Is this why when we played a thing yesterday, you said your algorithm has been messed with?
It could be, Jim. That might make sense.
Some kind of not cool song came on.
So I'm trying to listen to Drake's latest tune yesterday. Yeah. It's a bit dancey. People are a bit upset because Drake's gone a little bit dancey. And I'm hitting play and it starts. And then next minute...
That's you, man. That's
hit play again on Drake.
Don't try and convince me.
Drake starts again for a few seconds. Then Drake stops. And again.
So the other person logged in is playing that tune at the same time as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I know, yeah. So if you share your Spotify with a few people, that's what happens.
So, but I don't even know who this person is. If someone else driving.
Can you not log out from all
well,
devices?
That's the thing. I clicked on it, Yoke, and I clicked it'll see where it's streaming, and then you go, sign this person out. And I wish they could have heard me going, ha! Ha!
So if you...
Stick that up your Casey in the Sunshine Band hoop!
Was the other person... were they not getting Drake in their car then?
They would have been for a minute, yeah.
So you should have gone to a song. Dennis Leary has a very appropriate song.
Should have done that.
Begins with A. And you should have played that and kept playing it to him.
Well, anyway, it just felt good kicking them out. But if you have people... So,
log out.
This is how modern-day family feuds start. I gave that Netflix login like 6 years ago once to watch that show. Mm. And you're still taking advantage and not giving me any money. And Netflix hasn't got any cheaper over the last few years. It's, in fact, got more expensive. So I've heard of family feuds kicking off them, but there is a setting. If you have to go into your main computer or laptop. You can't do it on your phone. I hate when some companies do that, by the way. It should be the same on your phone as a desktop device. It doesn't make any sense.
And you can log out from there, can you?
You can. Well, not just that. You can find out who's been on it, what their IP address is, what they've been watching.
Okay.
And everything. So you go log into your Netflix account, you go to the main Netflix menu, you go into settings and then account, and there'll be a drop down thing, and you can go into recent device streaming activity, and that's where you'll find list of devices, locations, IP addresses that have all been used to access your account, and then you can click on, you know, whatever so it'll say like Apple TV or Jim's iPhone 12 or whatever it is, and you can ban that person. You can delete them.
If you're logged into somebody else's account, log out today. Do the decent thing. So I saw a girl online saying that she was going out with this guy, and he gave her the login details for his Netflix, and they broke up, and he never logged her out. And she didn't, like, he could log her out, but he didn't.
Well, that's kind of all right.
So she carried on watching his Netflix.
But she's Netflix and chilling on his account with someone else now.
No. So she's gone out with about four or five other guys now, but still is watching his Netflix. And she says, his Netflix account is the most stable thing in her life. That's the only thing. There's five guys have come and gone, but him and his Netflix are the only thing that she has that's been lasting the test of time. And she kind of feels like, this guy with his Netflix, Maybe I was wrong about him.
That's, imagine, again, that sounds like the modern way of realising, actually, I still love him.
Yeah.
Because our Netflix sharing is still the most stable thing in my life.
Maybe he likes her so much, so he goes on like you, and he sees the thing, and he sees that she's been watching all these shows, and goes, ah, I'll let her watch it for free.
Well, he clearly also doesn't have any hate stores, or if he's still letting her use the...
Yeah, but Netflix doesn't bounce you off what you're watching if somebody else starts watching something.
True. And no, like, I'm obviously aware of these sharing accounts, yeah, but this person was a stranger listening to weird 80s songs on my account, so I'm aware, but they're not having it for free.
Spotify family account, that might be an idea.
I'm not into freeloaders.
It's Robert Alarm Clock, it's F4. So Lewis Capaldi plays Dublin.
Yeah, so we have an intern here at the moment called Michael, and you might have even heard, intern is kind of it's the wrong term for this guy, because he's read the news on F104 quite a few times.
He's appeared on social media.
He has. Yeah. He's been on Room 104. So yesterday I'm chatting to him, and he goes, did you hear I met Lewis Capaldi the weekend? I was like, what? So he knows one of the lads in Wild Youth, and they were supporting Lewis Capaldi on Saturday. So that's grand. He gets an invite to go see his mates. Fine.
Okay.
He's watching from the side of the stage. He's only staying for two. You'd think he's a sore head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the gig finishes. I think there was someone else on after them, before Lewis. So the lads are having a share or whatever after their set. And they just say, just go on in there and wait for us. So he goes in beyond there, whatever that is. And sitting in a chair, in an armchair by himself, is Lewis Capaldi having a pint.
A pre-show pint?
A pre-show pint.
Okay.
Then there was other pre-show pints involved. So he reckons Lewis, you know, a little bit of Dutch courage when he's going on stage or whatever, right?
Yeah, he has the look of a guy who likes to party.
He spends the hour before Lewis's show just chatting to Lewis Capaldi about life, football, music, whatever. Just random stuff, right?
Cool.
So then his pal Lewis goes on stage and Michael's watching that set. He hasn't gone home with the two, only there to see his
mates. No, so he's basically his friend is performing now, yeah.
Lewis Capaldi comes off stage at the back of Malahide Castle. He sees Michael and he gives him a hug. So he's the first person off stage.
Yeah.
After his gig in Malahide Castle, he's hugging Michael.
He's on a high, yeah.
Michael is now going, what is going on here?
This is going very well.
A load of black cars arrive and everyone disappears.
You want to get him out before the traffic, yeah?
Oh, grand. Ah, that's not going to happen now. So then there's word, everyone's going to Gibney's down the road. Grand.
Good idea, Lewis. Stay in the area.
So Michael's now being joined by another friend of his. His pal Lewis has, you know, disappeared into the night. He's done the gig, very happy. And he goes, right, I'm hearing this thing in grad. So and this is why the man has a future in journalism. He's thinking, right, they're not going to be in the main floor area of Gibby's. It must be somewhere else.
Function room.
So in his own words, he looked out for a door that had a mountain of a man outside the door.
Okay.
So he walks up. This guy, Michael's only like 21 or something.
Big man, it means exclusive event behind the door.
Goes up to him and he goes, I have a wristband. It was at Alloy Castle.
Yeah.
No.
It's the confidence you deliver that with. Yeah. That's very important.
And he goes, yeah, no, I'm mates with Wild Youth. That's great. He goes, oh, I'm also mates with Lewis Capaldi. So he goes, hang on there for one second.
Oh, he has to check his
ear,
earpiece.
He opens the door.
Magic word. Here we go.
Michael can see Lewis Capaldi through the door.
Yeah.
Mountain of a doorman says, do you know these two? Lewis looks at him and goes, yeah, he's all
yes!
right.
Yes!
Let's him in!
Yes!
He's then hanging out, reunited with his pal Lewis Capaldi.
That is great.
In Gibney's. And they had a great night together and they have photographs and videos and I think they're basically BFFs now.
God loves a blagger. And yeah, that's top quality
an
blagger.
An intern blagger. They're the best kind of blaggers.
Well done, Michael.
So do your research. Look out for mountains of men and then, you know, you're right. It's the confidence of delivery. I'm mate to Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you, yeah? I know he's in there. How? Because you're standing inside the door. And but we've met Lewis once or twice in here, just in our capacity of our jobs, and he was always very, very sound. So it sounds like he's quite like that in real life as well.
I blagged myself into something before by doing something like with a Spanish security lad.
Wow.
And they go off, and that's that moment of terror. It's like, no, you're not.
When they come back and say, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, yeah. Come
like,
in.
Yes!
You can come in.
I'm cool again. I still got it. Anyway, that's Lewis Capaldi's story via Michael the intern.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, it's 7:04.
If you're going later on tonight, 16 bus is probably your friend. Raphanum is a weird kind of place. Like, there's obviously no rail, there's no Lewis. You've got to walk.
Yeah, walk's probably taxi. Your best bet, yeah.
Walk, taxi, or bus, really. There's very little, not a great amount of parking either.
I bet you there's some genius has worked out a place that you can park a car and not get in anyone's way, not get anyone in trouble, and it's a walk to the car, get in the car,
well,
and gone.
If you were thinking about that, basically, there are stewards.
Oh, dear.
They put them in. I don't know if this happens in Crow Park as well. Maybe it doesn't need to as much, but even the lanes, and I know some of those lanes from growing up, you tell, I can tell you.
Those lanes can talk.
Little shortcuts. So even the lanes, I've got people at the end of them going,
no.
Are you a resident?
Good. I'll just, yeah, to that, because people just land their cars.
Yeah, so actually, if you are thinking of dropping your car somewhere and walking, it won't be close enough that it makes sense.
Here we go. The lyrics helping this. I hate peas on my doggy and my yo-yo. Hillbilly chicken dipper in merino. Red lights, I drop my peanut grigio. Fear of missing out, I call that FOMO. Cheese toast with a little bit of hammy. I help you across the road if you're a granny. Woof woof, teapot I got in Lidl. Box set of Malcolm in the middle. That's how you do it. Enjoy the gig.
That's true, just random words. That'll be deadly. So it looks like the rain will hopefully break by about 8 p.m.
Yeah, you know, like looks like there'll be a nice hour of clearness, hopefully.
Go and support whoever you can. Yeah, there is a bit of, like, it's very limited parking. I've seen all the coaches, I think, go in at the back where the cricket pitches are. Back where I used to have my days on my BMX track, that's all gone now.
So you get your raincoat, yeah, and get a baseball cap. That is the pro move for this kind of
baseball bat. There,
get your baseball cap. The baseball cap will keep the hood out of your eyes. You'd enjoy the gig and your beverage without being interrupted by your hood flapping around.
Get the raincoat and the cap, stick it in your head. Anyway, enjoy. It's great to have the L gigs back again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.